this week, Parshas Bo, is Yitzias Mitzrayim. Kmei Tzeis Chameres Mitzrayim Aran Nefilois, right? The Gula Asida will be very similar to Yitzias Mitzrayim in certain ways. In other ways, it will be very different. So I want to speak about, there's a number of topics to speak. But one fundamental difference the Chassidus always speaks about, famous Hemshech V'Kochav, speaks a lot about it in other places, is that one fundamental difference is that Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Jewish people left in a hurry, in a haste, they had to run away. By the Gula Asida it says, Kilei V'Chiposin Teitzah, you're not going to run, you're not going to go in a hurry. Why? The Pasuk says, the Pasuk in the Yeshayah capital and Beis, because the Eibush is going in front of you. Kelech Lifneicham Hashem. So, the Maimonim that speak about this, they bring a few different Midrashim, which basically highlight a few different aspects. Medrash actually brings an interesting mashal. It says, the story of a merchant that went into a hotel. He booked, he checked into a hotel, a pundok. And I think early in the morning when it was still night, whatever, I forget the exact lashon, he took all his possessions and he left. So the kretschmer attendant, the hotel attendant, she started screaming. She said, they stole everything of mine. So why was it? Because he left at night. So similarly, the Yidden left from Mitzrayim. They took all the gold and silver of the Egyptians. And the Egyptians said he took everything that belonged to us. And really didn't belong to them, because really belonged to the Eden, because they worked so hard for them that they earned all the money.
Well,
they didn't say they're taking it, but it technically belonged to them. And Gvibim, they said he took all our gold, so Gvibim Siya said, the Poshi is up to the hunchback and something. He said, I'll answer you.
He said, make a chesh. He asked for two, for one, he gave him two and gold.
He's not telling you, you owe us much more. We took his hand out. So they ran away, they didn't come back.
So, Chalaifen, so, Debisha says, you left Mitzrayim. The Medrash says they left by night, they left during the day, but they got ready to leave by night, and spiritually the Gula was connected with the level of night, that was also in the sea. So therefore the Mitzrayim ran after you, they said you took all our stuff and left, they ran after them, only by the Yamsuf, when they drowned, they didn't finally free from them, but by the Gula Hasida, in the future, this is not going to happen anymore. You're not going to rush, you won't be in the haste, you won't have to run away, it'll be open, everyone will know that, this is what it is. So, there's a few other midrashim. One, there's a famous medrash that says, I didn't tell the Eibishter that we went into our first galus in Mitzrayim. Who redeemed us, Moshe and Adam. It lasted, but we went back into galus Bavel. Who took us out of galus Bavel? You had Hananim, Shalazai, Ezra. Then they went into galus Yavon, and they said, we had Mordechai and Esther, whoever it was, they said we had a galus and a gula, but the gula didn't last. So it brings a marshal of a guy that is in the middle of the night, he's trying to light a candle, and it lasts a little bit, then the wind goes out, then it goes out again, he tries again. Until finally he says, what am I wasting my time trying to light the candle? I'll wait for the sunlight to come. So it says, similarly, you didn't tell the Eibishter, all the gulas you sent was through a bus of Adam, was through a human messenger, so they didn't last. Or the future redemption, but so we want that the redemption should come straight from you. Others mean it'll come straight from the Eibishter. So Mashiach will be a baser of Adam. But I guess the meaning is that all the Mashiach will be human, but what's going to be revealed through him is a level that's totally beyond human capacity. So the Eibishter himself. That's also the third Beis Hamikdash is called Binyan Dekodesh Brichu, be built by the Eibishter.
Which wasn't by Moshe Rabbeinu.
No.
Not by Moshiach, it's an anders with Moshe Rabbeinu.
Yeah, some places said it will be built through Moshiach, so Slav Davka Stira, but that's a separate discussion. So, another Medrash says that Eibush says that when you left Mitzrayim, you left Aniu Veizdini, was me together with my Beisdin, wasn't me myself, so therefore the Gula wasn't permanent. But in the future, I myself will go in front of you. So basically, the Nekudah Chassidus says is like this. This is in Tanya Perek Lamed Aleph. Chassidus says this many times. that the Gula Vitzias Mitzrayim, the bad, the evil, was still in the world and in the Neshamas of the Yidden, which is maybe more important to us, was still B'Tokva, was still in its full strength. They would have stayed an extra second in Mitzrayim, they would have been totally sunk into the 50th gate of Tumah, they wouldn't have been able to come out. So they had to run away. The avoid of Sur Mirar, turning away from evil, means you have to run away from evil. The idea you're escaping. So this is why the since by Yetzias Mitzrayim the world itself wasn't refined yet, the Yidden weren't refined, so they had to run away. Like the Atreb explains in Tanya, Pare had no choice. If the Yidden would have told Pare we're going forever, he wouldn't have. What was he gonna do? But the fact that they had to run away wasn't so much as physically they had to run away, but spiritually they had to run away. However, when Mashiach will come, the bad will be taken away from the world. The bad will be taken away from the Yidden. So where are they gonna have to run away from? The Gula won't be in the way, you'll be running away. You'll be going out of Golos, but you're not going to be escaping from Golos, right? The darkness will be transformed to light, so it won't be in the way that you're running away. What does this all have to do with the fact that the Gula of Mitzrayim was through a human being, and the future redemption will be through the Eibishter, that the Gula of Mitzrayim was compared to a candle, and the future redemption is compared to sunlight, or the difference between night and day? So the difference in the Eibishter and Beis Dina, the Eibishter himself and his base, and so and put it in a nutshell, Chassidus says is the Gula of Yetzias Mitzrayim, despite the fact that it was very powerful, we all know the Rebbe Rashab, you know, we say in Haggadah, Nigla Alei Malach Malcham Lacham HaKadosh Baruch Hu Golam, B'Chvoidei V'Atzmei, right? Eibishter himself revealed himself upon them. But nevertheless, Chassidus still emphasizes that revelation went through the Midah of Malchus, so it went through the level of a Malik Laman. Or if you want to use other terms, it was temporary. It wasn't the level that was bli shinuim, that was unchangeable. So there was a great revelation, and it had an effect. The effect lasts until today. Yetzias Mitzrayim, never reverted back to that state they were before Yetzias Mitzrayim. But nevertheless, it didn't refine the world on the fundamental way. The Gula Asida will be the Eibishter himself. It means a level which is higher. It's the essence of the Eibishter, which doesn't express itself through the lower levels, Mamali Klam, whatever you want to call it, where there's changes, where there's fluctuations. Eibishter himself, there's also the difference between night and day, the sun, referring to the Eibishter himself. So since the Gula comes from that level, there's no changes, it comes from the Eibishter himself, there's no changes, the Gula is eternal. Some it's a verse also, that it's interesting, the Sikh of the Rebbe in Chelek, Lamed Aleph, I think, in Parshas Va'era, the Rebbe explains the Avodah of a person, how does he know he reached the level of Gula, if his Avodah Hashem is without Shinuyim? Golos, a person could be a big tzaddik, but if his avodah could fluctuate, that's not gula. Gula means that it's a revelation of godliness that doesn't change. So if a person is avodah's ups and downs, it's still not the level of gula. But anyway, getting back, that's what the Nekudat Chassidus says. So what does this mean? So now, what does this mean? There's a big question that one can ask. We know we're all davening, we say, right, that we want the gula to come in a very quick way, right? Achishana. So what does it mean that you won't run out of Golos? Isn't the Gula going to happen in a, you know, terrifying in the way of Achishana? So one of the, I think, the main explanations here is, the Gula, the things that will lead up to the Gula, in other words, the Gula itself, the oifen of the Gula, the way we'll go out of Golos won't be in the way we'll have to run away from Golos, we'll be escaping. The things that will lead up to the Achishana means that it happens quickly. In other words, before you even see the events unfolding that lead up to it, you go out of Golos. But the Gula itself, and like the Rebbe says, the Hachana, the Rebbe says, Lassalavi, 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 But the part here is that the preparation for the Gula, the events that lead up to the Gula will be in a quick way. But the Gula itself, we won't be escaping from the world. The world will...
Repeat yourself and say, yeah, there's the Gula.
So in Avodah Sa'adam, the Rebbe says that this is the difference between Sur Meira and Ma'aseh Tov. Sur Meira, you have to run away from bad. So you're always escaping. Ma'aseh Tov means you don't have to deal with, like the difference in the Benini and the Tzaddik also. You don't have to deal with evil, you're just going from level to level in Avodah Hashem. There's also one more Nekudah that I saw, I'm sure there's many others, but there's one more Nekudah I saw regarding this point, is that when your Avodah Hashem is always in a way of a rush, there's no Hisyat, so... You know, a rush sometimes is good, sometimes is bad. It depends on a person. But it says, you know, it says that Chassidim Harishonim Hayushayim Sha'achas, before they used to daven, they used to spend an hour thinking about being mizbein and gadlus Hashem. Then they would daven for an hour, then they would another hour. Spent 9 hours a day davening Sha'achas Mincha Ma'ariv total. So Chassidus is medayik, there's a word shoyim. They used to wait. Somebody sits, when somebody's not rushed, he has a siyashos, he's able to reach much deeper levels than he's always rushing. You know, even a person is serving the Eibush, he's doing good things, but he's running away from bad. So there's a certain siyashos that's missing. So when the Lassalav will be leibuchipazin, they say he won't be rushing, so then you'll be able to be a vehicle for higher levels. Despite the fact, it's not a stirrah, that the fact that Lassalav will also be major jumps, you know, but in other words, they won't be in a rush going out of Golas. Fine. That's one fundamental difference between the Gula Asid and Gula Sisraim. In a similar vein to everything that I said before, we also know that before Yetzias Mitzrayim, there were 10 Makis. What was the point of the Makis? The point of the Makis, according to Chassidus, was to break the clip of Mitzrayim. Pari denied Abish's existence. Right? Now, there's many events, different types of events, depending on the situation of the Eden and the world, that are supposed to take place before the Gula Asida. Right? What is the purpose of those events? Are also in a similar vein to break the Klipa. But the Rebbe emphasizes many times that the ultimate, even if some elements in the world might be need to be a phase, might need to be a period where you'll have to fight with it when Mashiach comes. But the ultimate difference is Yitzias Mitzrayim is avoid of Shvira, was breaking Pari, breaking Mitzrayim. The goal wasn't to transform Pari and Mitzrayim. The goal was to break and we should acknowledge the Ebershir and to get rid of them, to get rid of the Klipa. Lasid Lavei, obviously there will be certain elements that will have to be gotten rid of, you know, Amalek will have to be gotten rid of and so on and so forth. But the ultimate cav, the thrust, the avoid of Lasid Lavei is Tikkun. Is not to break, but to fix. You know, like the famous story of the Tzemach Tzedek. They told him that the Alter Rebbe once got a silver snuff box, and what was he going to do with it? He said, there's one Aver, and there's one limit of person that doesn't have a Tivus, and they also want to stuff him up with Tivus. A person who has a Tivus, they go and smell, whatever. But so what the Alter Rebbe did, it's the way they told the story in front of the Tzemach Tzedek, the Alter Rebbe broke off the top of the snuffback and use it as a mirror for his tefillin. So Tzemach Tzedek said the story, that detail that Alter Rebbe broke it off must be wrong, because my grandfather never broke anything. So what he probably did is, it probably was some type of screw or metal piece that connected the cover with the snuffback, so he took out that connecting piece, so he didn't break it. So the Rebbe says that the avoid of chassidus is not to break the world. You have to take out the connection, you shouldn't be farkocht. Shouldn't be indulged in the world, but not to break. So the Tzias Mitzvah, the Rebbe also, it's very interesting, there's a Sikh of the Rebbe, I mean again, it's a Chiddush of the Rebbe, the Sikh of the Rebbe, famous, the Rebbe discussed a lot of prophecies about that a lot of Goyim will be killed when Mashiach will come, right? Whatever it is, a third of the world will be left, a tenth of whatever it is, different prophecies. So the Rebbe asked, how is that possible? Chayr of Racham of Al-Kol Maisa, the whole, right, the Eibush has mercy, but why? So the Rebbe said, a person could say, what do you mean? You see, what do we see going on today? You see, during the time of Golos, how many terrible things happened. You know, so the Rebbe says, that's true. But that's up until the time of the Gula Asida. The whole idea of the Gula Asida is a cav of tikkun, of elevating the world, correcting the world. It's a very interesting look of the Rebbe. So therefore, the Rebbe says, all these prophecies which speak about destroying nations, whatever it is, I mean, I guess that a certain element, certain things that you have to take it pshutti, but the Rebbe didn't like to interpret literally. The Rebbe gave all explanation that whatever it is, that there'll be spiritual. They're not going to have their. That was one, but then the Rebbe didn't accept that. That was what the Rebbe said with the Farbrim, but then the Rebbe changed it. That they're going to become bottled, they won't have their own mitzvahs, that they're not going to be considered if they'll be considered a separate entity or not. So, but the Rebbe said that I think the Rebbe's main problem was with this is that the Gula Asida's tikkun is fixing, not breaking. Like the whole idea of Gula Asida is good, is elevating the world. So anyway, so similarly, the same way Golos, see us from time, you had to run away. The klipa was b'chol atekev. So the hachanat, you had to break pari, but the hachanas of the gula nasid will be in a way that will elevate the world. There's a few other nekudas. I mean, just to speak about. It says one of the things you have also then the Parsha Shmois, and you have a few other places. Pasuk says Kigershim in Mitzrayim. The Eden were chased away from Mitzrayim. Who chased Eden out of Mitzrayim? The Goyim, right? It says as Rashi said then the Parsha Shmois Kibyot Chazaka Yishal. The Mishpati will force Eden to go out of Golos. So what does that mean? That means that there were some Yidden that didn't want to go out of Golos, or they were stuck in Golos, and the Goyim had to chase them out. What about Losses Lovely? What about Losses Lovely? Well, the truth is, here again, you have the Rebbe's look. You have the Rebbe said the number of times. The Rebbe spoke a lot about Kibbutz Goliath, the Rebbe would bring the Psukim, how all the nations of the world will help to bring the Yidden, right? Not that they're going to chase Yidden out of Golos, right? Because you have in certain Midrashim or Sfarim, right, that the way they lead up to the Gula will be that the Goyim, Moshul, whatever, I don't want to get into it, they had expulsions and, years ago, Achman al-Atslan, that was spoken about, that the meaning is that the Goyim will chase, like, the way will lead up to the Gula will be that the Goyim will chase the, will make the Yidden's life miserable, they have to run away, and that will be the lead up to Gula. You have such even having a Kriya Vaktusha, you have the Oisius Perchas of the Fiyad Kreba. Very interesting, the things that he said that will happen, whatever that means, if it's supposed to happen, not supposed to happen. But he has also such a line that the Goyim will force, whatever, it's in the game. But the Rebbe spoke very strongly, not like that. The Rebbe did speak sometimes. There was one Sicha Befra. The Rebbe spoke at a certain Eden that they're stuck in Golos, and the Rebbe quoted what happened with Yitzchak Mitzrayim that the Mitzrim chased them out. But the thing they want to focus on more in Avodah Sa'adam is that. What's that? Why do Goyim have to chase Eden out of Golos? A similar concept was also discussed this in the past. You have some explain what's the idea of Chavli Mashiach? Why does it have to be Chavli Mashiach before Mashiach comes? Vartim Pshat. So one of the explanations is that as long as Eden still believe that there's some other hope, whether it's the state of Israel or the modern economy, as long as they believe in some type of something that they have a future in, if you learn about Mashiach, you don't need this. But in other words, certain Jews, certain people, they hope, we have a democracy, we can rely on democracy, we have economy, you can rely for financial stability and economy, you have Echves Nishvas. So a lot of the simonim of Chavli Mashiach is bringing out, Moshe, you have Ein Ben David Ba Shatich LaPrutim Min HaKis, Ein Ben David Ba Shatich LaMachad Azal LaMisrael. Different simonim which mean that everything will crash, that there won't be any hope that a person will have. So automatically, what is his last hope going to be? Mashiach. I don't have to get there. Obviously, this is...
We're there already.
We're there already.
We were there already.
But I'm saying, in other words, this idea of... The idea of chasing Yidden out of Golos means that, in other words, that Yidden, what I want to bring out is in a person's avoider, right? Does he have to be chased out of his own Golos or not? In other words, will help me to nunzer avoider. In other words, are we living with Mashiach, or are we we're gonna have to one day be woken up and say being told Mashiach is here? So the reason why you have this, if the Yidden aren't yet ready for Mashiach, so they're going to have to be forced to realize that they need Mashiach. So the Rebbe Taka says, and now, according to that way, it's not going to be in the Na'ifin of Loi V'chi Pazin Seyseyum. Because if Mashiach comes, the Chavli Mashiach, you want to get out of there as soon as you can. It's not an Na'ifin of Loi V'chi Pazin Seyseyum. The Loi V'chi Pazin Seyseyum means that the Yidden, in the time when Mashiach will come, they'll be holding there. You won't have to chase them out of Golos. They'll be there on their own. So again, I'm just mentioning this, like Gabi Avodah Sa'adam, that what does it mean to us that we have to, You know, we shouldn't wait for someone to chase us out of our own galus. One more point I wanted to speak about. This interesting thing, the Rebbe, it's brought down a few, I think the Rebbe alluded it here and there, but when Yidden left Mitzrayim, they didn't go into Eretz Yisrael right away. They went into a midbar, right? They spent 40 years in the desert. Supposed to spend first only a few months, right? Then to the Chet HaMeraglim, they spent 40 years. Very interesting that in a lot of places it's explained that a similar thing will happen when Mashiach will come. There's different midrashim here, some are not so on the Kav HaToiv, but there's Rabbeinu Bechaye, for example, the beginning of Parshas Masei. He says, why does the Torah relate all the stops Yidden made in the Midbar? So he says, because the same way they didn't, when they left Mitzrayim, they went through the Midbar, the same way when Yidden will leave Golos, they're also going to go through the Midbar. And David sure will do all the miracles that he did for them there, he'll do again for them when they'll go out of Golos. Similarly, you have a number of psukim in Yeshaya, I think, according to some Mepharshim, speaks to how David shall make the desert bloom, and he'll make. So there, I think the Radak, or one of the Mepharshim, a lot of other Mepharshim learn it differently. It's a marshal for something. But he says, when Yidden will go out of Golos, they'll go through the Midbar. In other words, they'll be Yidden on their way from, you know, this is before the time of airplanes and everything. So, you know, Mshat, how when they go out, when they're going to go out, they're going to gather in the Midbar, and Eibishter is going, they're going to go through the Midbar at least, and Eibishter is going to make miracles for them, you know, that water will come out, v'chula v'chula, to make it easier for them to go through, to go on the way to Eretz Yisrael. So, there's a famous pasuk, you probably heard the term Midbar Ha'amim, right? What's the pasuk say? That, I think the pasuk says, that Pesaloshin, when Mashiach will come, David's going to take the Yidden, or I don't know about Mashiach, whatever, there's a pasuk, there was some explain what when Mashiach will come to go through Midbar, and there's many, many Midrashim. There's the famous Midrashim that, you know, the Midrashim speak about Mashiach ben Yosef. It says that Mashiach ben Yosef will first be very victorious, establish a Jewish independence, and then he'll be killed, and says Yidden will run to the Midbar, and they go, they'll run away in the Midbar, and their Mashiach ben David will come in the Midbar. There's a lot of Midrashim, also not so much in the Kav HaToiv about the Midbar. It's an interesting thing. Now, but that's the Rebbe mentions that Svarim say that, I'm not sure what the Svarim are, that the Svarim explain that the Golos itself that we're in is the Midbar Amen. I think this is the way the Rebbe explained. The Rebbe says, I forgot where the Sikh is. So the Rebbe,
The Chavir Rebbe says the beginning of Pshat is they're all over scattered throughout the Golos, and Chavir Makshivim is in Malach
HaShadim. As Chassidus speaks about even when he went through the Midbar, the idea of the elevating Midbar, but
now.
So the Rebbe says that the Indian of the going through the Midbar is not, I mean, again, there are interpretations, not speaking about when Mashiach will come, but it's speaking about that the Golos itself is the Midbar Ami. But Akoponim, there's just another interesting connection between, again, physically I don't, I mean, anything could happen, so they don't understand how it makes sense, Bizman Hazeh, because besides the fact that, you know, we go to Eretz Yisrael and everything, but again, the way a lot of Midrashim explain is that Yidden will first gather in the Midbar before they go to Eretz Yisrael. The idea is that we should have.
Is Rabbi Yisroel Bavel the Rabbi Girat Asach? Bavel is Shem. We could call it Midbar. I mean, Bavel, Chutzlor, it's Golos.
Saying so, Derech Klal, you explain the Midbar. It's the Golos itself is the Midbar.
The Golos must be given to Chietz Echet. Is the Pshat is the Midbar Amen Musni Shnayin in Morgen Mishir Kamen Ibe Morgen Morgen Musk Morgen Kamen Midbar Amen Kamen Began Midbar Amen Shmur Gang Yinu Behidu Nasa Shinnals the Alla Zachem Yetzi Given. That people are saying that.
I'm just saying that Enachana, sure. I'm just saying that you have in those Madrashim, some places it's a cab. There's a few psukim, Sheya, Cheskel, David's going to take it in the Midbar, and I'm going to be mevarer them over there.
I'm a shame given a Midbar. Why can't we shame Zion in the Gula?
But it's The Rebbe actually mentioned this as his Rishim of the Rebbe about Rishus Rabbim, the Midbar being Rishus Rabbim. The Rebbe bestrows in the land. Also love Mechad Gein and Mikva. Rebbe's time, it's an interesting concept. Again, it doesn't have to be taken Kipshut. I'm just throwing it in. Anyway, I think it is that we should have everything speedily and Leibachi Posen Tetzeyu, but until we get the Kipshut, thank you.